Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Zvachim, Perik Dalad Mishnah Gimel, ve'elu dvarim she'ein chayavim aleyem mishim pigel. Mishnah is going to give us a list of different parts of the karbanos that simply can't become pigel. For something to become pigel, you have to have in mind to eat it, or to be makrivit, after the zman, and it has to be a part of the karban that becomes mutter to eat. Something has to be done to be matir this for achil. In other words, till now it was asur, but I'm doing something with the carbon. Ah, now it becomes mutter to eat. When you eat such a thing that they were makriv the matir kimitzvasai, that I did something to permit this to become eaten, then one is chayav karas for eating it. Also, when we say to be eaten, it could mean eaten by the person or burnt on the mizbeach. That's also called eating. The mizbeach eats it. That's how we view it. But certain parts of the karbanos, people don't eat, and the mizbeach doesn't get it either. And therefore, there's no pigel on that. Because there's nothing that I'm doing that's going to be matir this. Liachil. Let's see our Mishnah. Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu dvarim she'ein chayav malei mishim pigel. Here are the things that somebody can't be chayav karis for eating this because of pigel. And that's because these things don't become mutter. They are hakaimetz, the halvoina, and the levoina of the karban mincha. What's a karban mincha? Karban mincha is a karban, which is not an animal, not a bird, but it's made from flour. Usually there's also shemen. Some mincha karbanis are completely burnt on the mizbeach, like that the kohen brings. Some have only a small pot that is burnt. The rest is eaten by the kohen. With these karban minchas, where the rest is eaten by the kohen, so there's no shechita, because there's nothing to shecht, it's not an animal. But there's something called kmitza, and that means, and we'll learn more about this in Masechtas Menachos Be'ez Hashem. It's one of the most difficult to avoid this in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Kayan, in a special way, scoops up some flour and oil with three of his fingers. Again, the exact process we'll learn about later. Puts it in a clay sharis to take it up to the Mizbeach and burn it in the fires of the Mizbeach. Now, this part that he scoops up, that's called the kaimetz. The avoida of removing it from the rest of the mincha is called kmitza. Once the kaimetz goes up on the mizbeach to be burnt, the rest of the mincha can be eaten by the kohen. If the kohen does the kmitza, thinking of burning the kaimetz or eating the rest of the mincha after the zman, it's pigel. The rest of the mincha can't be eaten. And if someone does, there's a chiyuv karas. But this Isser Karis will not be negeya to someone who eats the koimitz itself. Because in order to be chaya for pigel, what you're eating has to be something that becomes mutter to eat, and the koimitz itself never becomes mutter to eat. Again, to be chaya of Karis for eating it, it has to be that part of the process of the avaida makes this mutter in a regular carbon, and nothing makes the koimitz mutter. We also learned v'halavayna, that the levayna is something that can't subject anyone to karis because there's nothing that's matir it to eat. Now, what's the levoina? Levoina is a very geschmack-smelling kind of psamim. It comes from the sap of certain trees. And in most cases, with the exception of the karban mincha of a saita, the mincha saita doesn't have levoina, doesn't have shemen. The imois, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, Chazal tell us, are represented by the levoina. Special reyach of Gan Eden. That's not shayach to the carbon mincha of a saita. But in regard to most carbon minchais, there is levaina. The levaina is placed on top of the mincha and is gathered up and burnt on the mizbeach together with the kaimetz. Now, when it comes to the levaina, there's nothing that has to be done to be matter the levaina itself to be burnt. So let's say I scooped up the levaina, thinking with the rest of the mincha. The mincha does become pigel, but there's no karis for eating the levoina. The koimetz is matir the mincha, the rest of the flour. But what's matir the levoina? There's nothing matir the levoina. In order for something to become pigel, it has to have a matir. So again, ve'elu dvarim she'ein chayav malei mishim pigel. Here are the things that there won't be a chiyuv karis because of pigel, because there's nothing that's done for it to be matir it to be used. A koimetz, someone did the kmitza thinking he's going to eat the rest tomorrow. By a karban mincha, you have only the day and the night. Still, someone who eats the koimetz won't be chayiv karas. Same is true for levaina. There's nothing that's matter the levaina. There's nothing that's matter the koimetz. The koimetz and levaina are matter the mincha, but there's nothing that's matter them. And therefore, there's no pigal on it if you eat it. There's no chayiv karas. The haketayres. Twice a day, they were matter the haketayres. On the inner mizbeach, but there's nothing that has to be done to be matter the haketayres to be burnt. Umenchas kaihanim. As we mentioned earlier, quickly, we mentioned in passing. Stam is it when you bring a mincha, the koimetz goes up in the mizbeach, the levaina goes up on the mizbeach, the rest is eaten. But when a kohen brings the mizbeach, it's completely burnt. There's no avoida that's done to be matir, to permit the kohen's carbon mincha. You just take it to the mizbeach and burn it. So it can't become pigal. O minchas kohen mashiach. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the Batanur explains, was also called Chavite Kohen Gadol. This was a mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought twice a day. It was divided into two. We'll learn more about that later. The next words of Minchas Nesachim, the Batanur says not to be garrisoned. V'adam, the blood of an animal, of the carbon, or the blood of the bird, it's put on the Mizbeach. That's matter the meat and the Amram. It's matter the meat to be eaten and the Amram for the Mizbeach. But there's no other part of the carbon that's matter the blood to be on the Mizbeach. And what if something to become pigal? There has to be something that's matrit either to be eaten or to be put on the Mizbeach. V'hanisachim haboyim bifnei atzman. Okay, nisachim means pouring. When a carbon is brought, they used to pour wine and water. Sukkos was water. And they're poured into a special like dish that's attached to the top of the deroimis maravis, the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Now, minchas nisachim refers to a carbon of flour and wine, and there's a chiyuv to bring minchas nesachim with many of the animal karbonis. Or a person can donate a minchas nesachim, a carbon of wine and flour, without any animal carbon that accompanies it. Now, the mincha part of the minchas nesachim is burnt on the mizbeach. The nesachim are poured into this bowl at the corner of the mizbeach. Where does the wine go from there? It goes into a hole underneath the mizbeach. But nothing is done to the flour and wine to be matrit, to be burnt, or to be poured on the Mizbeach. Divrei Rav Meir is the Alter Meir. Now Rav Meir says that this is only true for Nesachim, that a person donated on its own. But Nesachim that come along with a carbon could become pigal. Because technically, when you're Zoyrik, the dam of the carbon, that's what's matir, the Minchas Nesachim, to be burnt and poured on the Mizbeach. So there is something that's matirit. It's only, says Rav Meir, if the Minchas Nesachim doesn't come together with the carbon, but it's brought a day or two later, or if a person stam donated Minchas Nesachim without any carbon, so all you have is the Mincha and the Nesachim that are put on the Mizbeach on their own. There's nothing else that's matterit to the Mizbeach. And therefore, pigal doesn't take effect on them. Now, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Oimrim, Af Haboyim Ima Behema. Even the Minchas Nesachim that is brought together with an animal carbon also doesn't have pigal. Isn't Rav Meir right? Don't we say that the blood of the carbon is matir, this flour and wine for the Mizbeach? The Chachamim say, no. You see, it doesn't have to be brought together. You see, it can be brought a day or two later. Doesn't that prove that the blood of the carbon is not necessary to be matir to the Mizbeach, that has no shakas to each other? Therefore, even when it does come together with the carbon, it's not the blood of the carbon that's matir it. It works on its own. So on its own, there's nothing that's matter. You just put it up on the Mizbeach and it's burnt and poured down. Another thing that pickle is not shayach to is loig shemen shal metzayir, the loig of oil that a metzayir brings together with his carbon asham. That's part of his tahara process. It's a long process for a metzayir to become tar. One of the things he has to do toward the end is to bring three karbonas, an asham, a chatas, and an oil. And along with the asham comes a loig of olive oil. How much is a loig? A revius halug, that's the shear for kiddush. That's about anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. So a loig is 15 times that amount. Now, the kohen shechs the asham and takes some of its blood, and he smears a little bit of it on the right ear and right thumb and right big toe of the metzayra. He then takes the lug of oil and sprinkles some of it in the direction of the kodesh hakadoshim and then dabs some of the oil on the ear, thumb, and big toe of the Mitzayda. Same place we first put the blood. The rest of the oil is given to the Kohanim to eat. Now, the oil can't be put on the Metzayda until the Asham's blood was thrown on the Mizbeach. And then some of the blood has to be put on the Metzayda himself. But as far as the oil is concerned, I have to do it right away. The oil doesn't have to be spritzed or put onto the Metzayda on that day. You can have this done 10 days later. Ah, so the log of oil is similar to the Michos Nesachim. It's not directly connected to the carbon itself. It's not like the carbon is matir it. It's not like the carbon says, okay, now you have the green light for the oil to be put on. And in order for something to become pigle, something has to be matir it, either to be eaten or for the mizbeach or for whatever I'm putting it on. So loik shemen shel metzayda, Rabbi Shimon says, for this reason, ain chayav and ol mishim pigle. If he had in mind to eat the asham after this man, the loik doesn't become pigle. Reb Meir disagrees. Reb Meir says, when the oil is brought together with the asham, if the asham is pigle, so is the oil. Shadama asham matira, the blood of the asham is mat to the oil to be used. Reb Shimon says, same machlekes we had before in regard to the Michos Nesachim. If it doesn't have to be brought together, if you can bring it 10 days later, you see it has no shaychus. How can you say the blood of the asham is matir the oil when the oil doesn't have to be brought then? So even if you do bring the oil together with the asham, but you see it has no shaychus, if you want to bring it later. Reb Meir disagrees. He says, Lamaisa, you can't put the oil on until you first put the blood on. So the blood is matter. So again, Reb Meir, Reb Chayavan, Olav Mashim Pigel. As far as the oil of the Metzayir is concerned, we do consider that something else is matter. It's a dama asham matirah. The dama of the asham is matter. And the rule is, V'chal sheyesh le'matirin, anytime you have something that is matir it, that makes it mutter bein li'adam, whether it's with a person to eat, bein le'mizbeach, or to be put on the mizbeach, chayavin olav mishum pigle. Either or would make it pigle. Okay, let's chazer over our Mishnah. Once again, the rule, in order for something to be pigle, something has to be matter it, either to eat or for the mizbeach. And therefore, if someone does the kemitza on the condition to eat the rest of the mincha tomorrow, if you eat that kaimitz, you're not chayav karis. Nothing is matter the kaimitz. Same is true for the levaina, the special incense. Nothing is matter it. It's matter the mincha, but nothing is matter it. Vakitayr, same is true for the kitayr, nothing is matter it. There's no process that gives it the green light. Same is true for minchas kehanim that is completely burnt on the mizbeach. There's nothing that makes it mutter. I don't have to do something to make it mutter for the mizbeach. Or the minchas kain mashiach, which he brings twice a day, it's divided in half. Or the blood. The blood is matter the carbon, nothing is matter the blood. Or according to the Meir, nesachim that are brought independently, not together with a carbon. Nothing is matter it. It's just your makir of the mincha, and you pour the wine, or in sukkahs, the water. Now, according to Reb Meir, the nesachim that are brought together with a carbon, that's different. Because the blood of the carbon is matir than nesachim. But the Chachamim disagree. They say, even if you bring it together with the behemah, but if the halacha is, you can bring the carbon today, and the nesachim, the mincha, and the pouring of the wine later, a day or two later, so you see that there's no connection between the two. And the same achlokes we have in regard to the loik shemen shel metzayra. The loig of oil that has to be put on the mitzvah can only be put on after the blood. But you can do it a lot later. So Reb Shimon says, there's no chiyuv pigel on it. You bring it on its own, even let's say 10 days after you put the blood on the mizbeach and on the different parts of the mitzvah. So it's a separate thing. Nothing is matter it. Reb Meir says, no. Reb Meir says, l'maisa, you can't put it on before you put on the Dama Asham. So the Dama Asham is matter it. So basically it's the same machlokes as the Michos Nesachim. Do I say that because you can bring it so much later, even when you bring it together, the two aren't connected to each other? And the Mishnah reiterates the rule, b'chol sheyesh le'matirin, something has to be matir this. In order to be chayav karis for eating this, something has to be matir it, either for a person or for the mizbeach. Only then is there a chiyav of pigle. It's interesting to note what the Gemara says about Kriya Shema. Where does Kriya Shema come into this Mishnah? It says if someone says Shema without tefillin, it's like being makir of a carbon without nesachim. You're saying in Shema, ukshartem, that we put on tefillin on our hand, in our head, and you don't have tefillin? So some are medayik, but wait a second. The nesachim can be brought after the carbon. So if someone says Shema, Let's say you're scared you're going to miss this man Krishma. You don't have time to put on your tefillin. So say Shema. And later on, when you put on your tefillin, your yaitza, just like the Nesachim, can be brought after the carbon.